This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Tourists come to Zanzibar for its white sand beaches and historic buildings in Stone Town. But something else also makes its way to the Tanzanian island, heroin trafficked across the Indian Ocean from Asia. Most of the heroin shipped through East Africa is headed for Europe and North America. But Rashad Abdul of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says a lot of it stays on the continent.
We know for a fact that heroin is being used in at least 30 countries in Africa, and we also know for a fact that the number of countries reporting injecting drug use, especially of heroin, is also increasing in Africa.
The problem in Zanzibar has led to some creative local solutions. Suleiman Mali stopped using heroin 6 years ago. Now he operates a network of so-called sober houses. These are run by addicts themselves to help one another recover. There are 9 sober houses, 8 for men and 1 for women. Mr. Mali himself went through a drug treatment program in Kenya, but it cost around $2,000, he says, and not many people can afford that in Zanzibar. Staying in a sober house costs about $100 a month. Most of the people are supported by their families. Treatment is based on the idea that drug addiction is more of a public health problem than a crime. Mr. Mali says this is still a new idea to many people.
Because addiction is a disease and addicts need treatment, but people they have that addicts are bad people and they need punishment.
He says in the sober houses, the addicts are in charge of nearly everything.
The sober house method is a new method to Zanzibar. It's a new phenomenon to East Africa, whereby drug addicts take responsibility to run the system. Recovering addicts are in charge from the guide, kitchen, running session and everything.
This responsibility, he says, is important to building their belief in their own abilities. The men also learn woodworking as a way to earn money. Much of the program is based on the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous, but it also includes art therapy, yoga, and even acupuncture. This is done by Kasim Yuni, a sober house counselor and former addict himself. He was trained by a volunteer from a Chinese medical school in Hawaii.
It's reduced tension and it's relaxing. It's kind of treatment that very effective for the recovering addicts.
Still, Mr. Yuni estimates that around 60% of the recovering addicts in the program return to heroin. Suleiman Mali hopes to expand the network in Zanzibar. His next goal, he says, is to send former addicts to work with heroin users in prisons. Edwin has been in the program for 5 months. He says that without the will to change, the sober house method cannot possibly help. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Steve Ember.